it mean one thing, but in Tanakh it may mean one thing, but in colloquially, the way we speak, it means something else. When a person bids at an auction for Acharon, it means the very last Aliyah. Because the very last Aliyah is considered to be the most choshuv. Now, really? If you want to go tell me that the word Acharon is not necessarily means the very, very last, because in the eyes of man, it's the last. Why? Why in the eyes of man is it the last? It's because it's truly the most choshuv. Is that really true? So the answer is yes. And this is very, very interesting. Very interesting stuff over here. What do we consider to be the most chashuv aliyah? I mean, I think we assume it's the first aliyah. And that's why we give it to the kohen. Because the kohen is a mitzvah that I said, v'kidashtoy. You're supposed to sanctify the kohen. We give him the first aliyah. The last aliyah, l'chayra, is not the most chashuv. Let's explain some ideas, and at the end we'll put them all together. The truth is, there's a very, very powerful reason why the very last aliyah is really the most choshuv. Number one, the Rambam. The Rambam says the minug, that the Gemara says that the one that gets the reward for the entire mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah is the one that does Galila. Hagoyleloi noitel schar keneged kulam. The one that rolls the Sefer Torah closed, basically puts it away, gets reward, Kineged, everyone there. Now, today, it's not so simple. What does exactly even that mean? Because by the Svardim, when do the Svardim do Galila?
In the beginning.
Well, they don't, I shouldn't say, it's not really true. They don't do Hagba in the beginning. It's not really accurate. Right. They do Hagba. We associate Hagba Galila together. But the truth is, Galila means to put away the Sefer Torah. When the Gemara says, Hagoylilo, Yinoytel Tzchar Kineged Kulam, it does not mean Hagba. It means at the very end. The way Ashkenazim do Galila is together with Hagba. You pick up the Sefer Torah, you show it to everyone, and then the Magbia, together with the one that gets Galila, he closes it and puts it away. Now, why is that person getting reward corresponding to everyone else in the shul? I do not know. That's a very, very difficult question. Hagoyleloi noitel schar kineged kulam goes on the person who wraps up the Sefer Torah and puts it away. And we associate that day by Ashkenazim as a partnership between the one that does Hagba and the one that does Galila, because the one that does Hagba, after he shows the Sefer Torah to the Tzibor, he also participates in closing the Sefer Torah together with the one that gets Galila. They get reward. They are considered to be the most important people. Hagoyleloi noitel schar kineged kulam. So you will ask, if that's really true, how come today we don't give Hagba Galila to the most chashuv of the people? We give Hagba Galila to children. We give Galila to a child. Hagba we give to a person that has big muscles. You don't give Hagba today to the Rosh Yeshivas. So the answer to that question, there's a very big debate why we taka don't do it. One of the common answers why we don't do it is because they used to give it taka to the biggest, most chashuv of the people, and people got very insulted. How dare you give Hagba to that person? That person, you know what he learns? He learns Chumash every week with Mikro Kipshutai. How could you go give him Hagba Galila, such a person who learns Mikro Kipshutai? You can't do that.
That's what you call Pshutai.
Talking about Sefer, whole God. So how could you give how dare you give Hagba Galila to such a person? And fights broke out in shul, fist fights. And it became a very, very ugly scene. So in order to stop the ugliness of fighting over this, they decided that we're going to strip this kibud from kovod, and they would give it bedavka to children who don't know from, they don't yet know from kovod. You give a child knows from kovod. How come you give it to him, not to him? You give a kid, a seven-year-old child, you give him Galila. So the kid doesn't know what's going on. And this way you avoid the whole problem of fighting over the most choshev thing. A goyle, little tzarkin, a kulam, gone. But it used to be, back in the day, they would give it to the most choshev people. My father taught in Yeshiva University for 39 years. And my father daven mincha. There were many, many, many minyanim for mincha in Yeshiva University. But on a tainus tzibur, everyone would go and daven in the main base medrash. Everyone, even though they had probably 20 minyanim all over the place in Yeshiva University, everyone would go to the main base medrash for mincha on a tainus tzibur l'choy the tainus. So my father, he told me once went to the time of Sibur, he went to the main Beis Medrash, and everyone was there, was packed, including my father's first cousin of Herschel Schachter, senior Rosh Hashiva, very, very well respected, and the president of the university, Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb, also very well respected. And they laned by Chal. And who did they give Hagba Galila to? They gave Hagba to Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb and Galila to Rav Herschel Schachter. Hagba Galila Yeshiva University on the Tainus Sibur, Hagodol, they gave it Hagoyleloi Noitel Schar Kineged Kulam. The Rambam says you give it to the Godol Shebet Sibur. And today Hagba Galila is a partnership. Hagba Galila is a partnership of Hagoyleloi Noitel Schar Kineged Kulam. And the Rambam says you give it to the Godol Shebet Sibur. They gave it to the president and to the Hashiva. That's who they gave it to. My father was an eyewitness, he told me. Now, no one does this today. They did this in YU. Do they always do this? I have no idea why they, what their minhagim are, but that's what they did, l'kayama shenemar, in the Rambam, and what it says in the Gemara. Okay, but people generally do not do this. Now, the Rambam says a bigger chiddush. The Rambam, they did not do this in YU, but the Rambam says that you give galila to the one that gets the last aliyah. We don't do this today. Today, you give an aliyah, and whoever gets the aliyah gets the aliyah. And after you get the aliyah, you give hagba and galila to different people. It's probably extremely rare in any shul who has a nice membership to give hagba or galila to a person who got an aliyah. You get an aliyah, good for you. You got an aliyah. You're not going to get hagba or galila. You already got your slice of kavod. Share the kavod with other people. Let someone else get hagba galila. The Rambam says, no, the one that gets the last aliyah, it's his property. He does galila. What?
That's the
maftir. No, the maftir, well, see, the Rambam, could, that was the maftir. Okay, the Rambam, could be that the Rambam, they didn't have maftir yet. Okay, that changed. It used to be that there was no maftir. The one that got shvi is the maftir. Today, we have another aliyah. Today, after you do seven oilim, we nochamo. We call up another person to read the last few psukim again, and he's the maftir. But during time of the Gemara, they certainly did not do that. Time of the Gemara, the one that got the last aliyah is the maftir. The acharain or the shri is the maftir. Is the maftir. Today, we give it to someone else to read the Haftorah, so you just can't go give a person to read the Haftorah, it's a bizoyan, to give that. So therefore, you reread, you make another aliyah, and you make a maftir. So he's saying very good, that the person that's getting maftir, maybe that's the reason why we break it up today. You know, how everything evolved. It's a very big jigsaw puzzle, how the way we do it today evolved. So let's, for a moment, make believe there is no maftir. The Rambam says the one that gets the very last aliyah is the one that gets galila, is the one. So therefore, this is the chiddush. The last, really the last aliyah has no value. The last aliyah is really nothing special. It's nothing special more than getting shlishi, getting shishi, getting chamishi, revi. Big deal. You get the last aliyah, who cares? Who cares? Galila? Oh, the whole world's talking. It's on the front cover of the New York Times. This person got galila. Galila is the big deal. Getting the last aliyah, who cares? What else is new? So a person bought because it was the minhag Yisrael that the one that gets the last aliyah gets galila. Oh, so the last aliyah now becomes choshuv. If you would go to a shul where the one who gets the last aliyah, bedafka, does not get galila, then the last aliyah is nothing special. But if you're in a shul where the one who gets the last aliyah gets galila, then the last aliyah is choshuv because of the galila. Memela, let's say you bid at an auction, and you bid for acharon. And then the gabbai says, buddy, we made a change in plan. You're not getting the last aliyah. You're getting a hasafa. Says, chutzpah noira. I went and paid for acharon. So the gabbai says, listen, technically speaking, acharon just means you're not the first. So get a life. Too bad for you. you bid for Acharon, you're getting Acharon. You're not getting the first Aliyah. You're getting what comes after another Aliyah. So get a life. So he says, but I wanted the most Choshev Aliyah. When I said Acharon, Acharon means, oh, Acharon. So you say to him, well, in our shul, the one that gets Acharon does not get Galila. And if he does not get Galila, then there's nothing special about Acharon. If you were in a shul where Acharon gets Galila, then you're right. You bid for Acharon. We can interpret you're bidding for Acharon because you want the most Choshev Aliyah. And if the one that gets Acharon gets Galila, okay, you're right. You bid for Acharon. Acharon is because Acharon is the most Choshev. So, and your mind, Acharon means Choshev, not just an Aliyah that comes after another Aliyah. You're entitled to Acharon. But if you daven in a shul where they don't give Galila to the one that gets Acharon, guess what? There's really nothing special about Acharon. That's one mahalach. Now there's another argument, and this is also a very beautiful idea, and that is no. The one that gets the last Aliyah is the most Choshev, is very Choshev, even if you don't get Galila. You know why? Because you are the one that's going to make the Barucha Acharoina Me'ikar Hadin. Everyone else that makes the Brachas, the second Aliyah, the third Aliyah, the fourth Aliyah, the fifth Aliyah, the sixth Aliyah, the seventh Aliyah, you know what? They're making a Barucha Levatola. Chas v'shalom. Because Me'ikar Hadin, who makes the Brachas? The Koyein makes the Barucha Rishoina. And the Acharon makes the Bracha Acharoina. And that's it. That's the way it was originally designed. That was the original, the Model T. That's the way it was meant to be. The Kohen makes the Bracha Rishoina, and the Acharon makes the Bracha Acharoina, and everyone else in the middle does nothing. So what are they doing? How come everyone today is making a Bracha today? I don't know. That's the way it evolved. Everyone makes their own Brachas. Very good. But the one that gets to make the Bracha Acharoina Me'ikor Hadin is the one that gets Acharon. So indeed, Acharon is the most Choshev. So when I bid today for Acharon and I won the auction for Acharon, don't go tell me, oh, there's a change of plan, you're going to be getting a Shvi instead. And it's technically called Acharon because Shvi comes after Shishi. No. Acharon in my vocabulary means kovod. You know, you have to know how to redefine words. I heard someone make a joke. How do you say a basement in Hebrew? In the 21st century. How do you say a basement in Hebrew? Ateres. Ateres Avram. Ateres Chinka. All of the wedding halls. Where are they located, all the wedding halls? In the basement. So for the ignorant, the word ateras means a basement. Okay? Language is all what you associate it with. So when I said Acharon, no one gets that joke? Yeah. When you say Acharon, in my mind, Acharon means it's Choshev. Is it really Choshev? You have to have a reason why it's Choshev in order to win in court that it's Choshev. So if you wanted, the first answer we gave was because I get Galila. The one that gets Acharon gets Galila, and Galila Taka is Choshev. Okay, you win. Second answer, Acharon really is Choshev. You know why? Because he's the only one who makes the Bracha Acharona Me'ikar Hadin. He doesn't have to have Daigos that he made a Bracha Levatola. Because originally, no one made Brachas. Others will tell you other answers. They'll say that no, just the fact that it's the Gemar, Hakol Holich Achar HaGemar. There are Memori Chazal that indicate the one that gets the very last, the Goymer. Okay, there are different sources. Malin B'Kodesh. Okay, Malin B'Kodesh V'loy Meridin. There's something called Acharon Chaviv. Rashi says this in Chumash in numerous places. The last one is Chaviv. You messiahim the mitzvah. It's a siyam ha-mitzvah. Can make a siyam on shas. The one where there's a mitzvah of kriyas ha-toyra, midrabanan, to be kriyas ha-toyra. There's what to read. The one that does the last aliyah, he's the siyam of the mitzvah. Ke'ein ha-mitzvah nikreis ela al shem soifa. These are not as powerful as the first two answers. The first two answers are much better. The one that gets acharon gets galila. The one that gets acharon is making the bracha me'ikar hadin. And if you want to go spice it up, you also can say, the other answer is malin b'kodesh, acharon, acharon chaviv, siyam ha-mitzvah, and ein ha-mitzvah nikres ela al shem soifa. Now, there's another thing that I saw very interesting. He cites this. Who's the one who cites this? I'm not even sure where he's reading this, where he's getting this from. So this is very, very fascinating. That what we do today, we galila. Who do we give galila to today? Okay, so we give galila today. Today, what do? We give galila to a child. We give it to a child because we don't want to get into fights. But it used to be they gave galila to the one who got the last aliyah. Now, there was another minhag, and maybe this is really the correct minhag. A gadol shebekulam gets galila. What it means like this. It means in order to get galila, it's like to become the president of the United States, lahavdil. There first has to be a selection. You have to be a candidate. And then from the candidates, you narrow it down. When they gave galila, they didn't just give, let's say have a show of 100 people. Okay, it's time now to select someone very special in the room for galila. Mark, would it be you? Who's going to be Mark? Who's going to get galila? You don't just select anyone in the whole shul to get galila. The candidates to get galila are the 7 people who got aliyos. You look at them, the most choshuv of those 7 people gets galila. So in other words, there could be in the shul even greater people. Doesn't matter. The only one that is eligible to get galila is a person, our 7 people. The 7 people who got the aliyos. From the 7 people who got the aliyos, we have to determine which one of the 7 is the most distinguished. It may be the Kohen. It may be the Levi. It may be the one who got a Revi. But Hagodol Shebi, when it says in the Gemara, Hagodol Shebi Kulon is Goyleloi, gets the Galila, it says that Nusach somewhere, it says that Nusach, it means Shebekulon does not mean from everyone in the shul. It means from the people, the Kulon who got Aliyos. You're narrowing it down. They were Oile to the Torah, and now one of those people is going to be Messiah by being Goylel. You don't just take someone from the outside. That's an insult. He takes someone from the 7 Kruyim. Isn't that a whole new way? It's a whole new appreciation. Now, here's something very interesting. Halacha l'maisa, we talk a paskin that the 7, the acharon is the most chashuv. This has a major impact on halacha. This is a very relevant thing that the last one, when you give acharon, your gaba, you give acharon to the most chashuv of a person. What's the proof to this? Me'ikar hadin. Who gets the first aliyah? Kohen? No. Not really. The one that gets the first aliyah really should be the most choshev person in the shul. Now, hopefully, the most choshev person in shul is a kohen. So you can be mekayim v'kidashtai. V'kidashtai, l'davar shebekedusha, you go give the kohen first. What now, by the Sfardim, Rav Adi Yosef, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, he was not a kohen. Yet he got the first aliyah wherever he went. Wherever he went, he got the first aliyah. Because that's the kardin. Mikar hadin, you give the first aliyah to the most chosh of a person. We don't care about the kohen. Kohen is out. We don't care. Do we tell the kohen to walk out of shul? It's a big shaila. Big machloika, should you tell the kohen to walk out of shul, but the first aliyah goes to the most chosh of a person. Yet among Ashkenazim, this is not acceptable. Among Ashkenazim, even a kohen am ha'oretz comes before the gadol hador. Okay, by Ashkenazim, Rav Moshe Feinstein would walk into a room, Moshe Rav Tzadok Levracha, and you have a person that barely knows how to read, who goes a kohen, who goes first? The kohen goes first. A kohen am ha'oretz, halacha l'maisa, practically speaking, goes before goes before the Gadol Hadar. Why? It's Kineged Kol HaTorah Kula. It's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gadol Shebekulim gets the first Aliyah. So the answer is, because Halacha L'maisa, we paskin that the first Aliyah and the last Aliyah have equal Chashivos. Chavivos. The first and the last. There are milus of being the first, and there are milus of being the last. Therefore, because we can give the Gadol Hadar Acharon, Memela, that's why let's already, not to make machloikis, give a Koyen Am Haaretz, the first Aliyah. If there would be no such thing that the last Aliyah would be equally choshuv as the first Aliyah, then even amongst Ashkenazim, you would have to give the Rav the first Aliyah and forget about the Kohen. But because we Ashkenazim paskin that the Acharon, in the last Aliyah, has equal chashivus as the first Aliyah, for all the reasons that we've described, we've explained, Memela, you don't have to go give the Kohen the first, you don't have to give the Gadol Hadar the first Aliyah. You can give them, you can satisfy the honor. The honor. You're not going to be mevaza the Talmud Chacham. You can satisfy him by giving him the last Aliyah. And Memela, you can also give the Kiddushah, give the Kohen the very first Aliyah. Now here's the reverse. Now, this is an unbelievable lumbus. So why don't we say the other way around? Why don't we say that every single Shabbos we should give the last Aliyah Acharon, those shuls that make Hoysophis, give the last Aliyah to a Kohen, to be Mekayim Vikidashtoi. There's a Din Vikidashtoi, you're supposed to be Mechabed a Kohen. So here comes an incredible piece of lumbus, which an incredible piece of, so you're giving, what does it mean Vikidashtoi? L'chol Dovar Shabikidusha, you give a Kohen first. So here's an incredible lumbus. It may be true that the last Aliyah is the most Choshev. Let's even say something that's not true. Let's even argue that the last Aliyah is more Choshev than the first Aliyah. Yet, the din of the Kidashtoi is a din in the first. First. We like to think the Kidashtoi means kavod, honor. It happens to be that most things that we do, he goes first. That's how we look at kavod. But if I will prove to you that there's more kavod in the last, so then the din of the Kidashtoi is give him the last Aliyah. Give him the last Aliyah. No. Now, by the way, once you give a Yisrael an Aliyah, you can no longer give a Kohen an Aliyah. Or a Levi. That is categorically osur. But once you get past the seven oilim, you come to a Hesofa or Acharon. Really, it's not so posh to do. You have to, once you come to a Hesofa, let's do Acharon for now. A maftir, you can give a Levi or a Kohen Acharon and maftir. Now, can you give, let's say you make multiple Hesofas. First of all, not everyone agrees that you can give, we do, we give a Kohen Acharon and maftir. Not everyone, though, gives a Kohen Acharon, only maftir. Okay, that's not so common. I think most shuls, they will easily give a Kohen or a Levi an Acharon, but they will not. But everyone can get, holds you can give a Kohen or a Levi maftir. Shailas, can you give them Acharon? We all give them Acharon as well. What about you make multiple Hoysophis? If you make multiple Hoysophis, is there a hakpada that you should not give after a Kohen a Yisrael? Let's say you're going to make five Hoysophis. So can you give the first Hoysophis to a Kohen? And then you give seven aliyahs. The seven aliyahs you give Kohen Levi, Yisrael all the way to the end. So now you're getting multiple aliyahs. And you want to go give Kohanim and Levim. Are you allowed to give, is there a hakpada on the order of the last Hoysophis? If you're going to go give, does it have to be that the Kohen is coming to the very, very end? Or can you go give first a kohen and then give a Yisrael after a kohen? That's also a whole shayla of how to deal with the hosafos. It says on Shulchan Aruch. Okay, running out of time. Last thing is this is a major, major explosive machloikis that every poysik in the world gets involved in, and they have rayas from the Levush, from the Beis Yosef, from the Rambam, the big Igus Moish on this. Major, major, major sugya. A koyein who is married to a gerusha. Not a cholo. A koyein that is married to a gerusha. Comes to shul, he wants an aliyah. It's referred to Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to give a koyein that is married to a gerusha the first aliyah. For sure not. And he's not allowed to duchen. He's not allowed to duchen. You don't let him duchen. And you don't let him get the first aliyah. The question is, can you give this koyein, number one, maftir? He's married to a gerusha. Can you give him a regular aliyah? Some say that you're not allowed to give him anything. Nothing. Not only when it says that you can't give him the first aliyah, you cannot give him any aliyah, because two reasons. Number one, as a punishment. Number two, he's still a kohen. And because he is still a kohen does not get shlishi, revi, chamishi. Some say no. A kohen that's married to a gerusha, he's mechalel his kohuna. But it's not mechalel his din of being a Yisrael. So you're permitted to give him shlishi. Shishi.
He's Jewish.
He was mechalel his kohuna by marrying a gerusha. So he no longer has the privileges of kohuna. He turns, so to speak, into a Yisrael. So memela, you can give him, you can't give him the second king, he's not a Levi, but you can give him shlishi, revi, chamishi, some place in the world you can do that. And some say no. He was mevaze his kohuna. Okay, so he loses the privilege of getting koyein. But we, the tzibur, have no right to be mevaze his kohuna. So we cannot give him shlishi revi chamishi. So did on the tzibur. He was mevaze his kohuna, so he loses the first aliyah. We, as Klal Yisrael, you're a koyein. We don't have a right to be mevazed the kohuna and give him an aliyah shlishi revi. That only. Oh, so what about giving him maftir? That's different than Shaila. What about giving him maftir or acharoin? Any way you're allowed to give a kohen acharoin or maftir. You can give it to a kohen. You can give it to a Yisrael. So he was mevaza his kohuna, he lost out the first aliyah, which is miyuchet to a kohen. We are not allowed to be mevaza the kohuna, so we cannot give him shlishi, revi, chamishi, and shishi, and shvi. But acharoin and maftir is married to a gerusha, so it doesn't make a difference. He was mevaza the kohuna. Okay, but anyway, manavshach, whether he's a Yisrael or whether he's a kohen, is allowed to get achron and maftir. We're not being mevazed de kohuna because we're allowed to give the last aliyah either to a kohen or to a Yisrael. Or do we say that his avera is so great that this person is an oisvarf, he's michutz lemachne, and he gets nothing? He's mevazah because he did. So he's worse. By marrying a gerusha, he's completely arois, arab. So you have opinions on all sides. Some opinions hold that you only can give him the first aliyah, but you can give him shlishi. And certainly you can give him after acharon. Some say, no, you can't be mevazah the kohuna, so you can't give him the first aliyah for sure, because he was mevazah. You can't give him the other aliyahs either. But maftir and acharon you can give him. And some say, no. The Avera is so great, he gets nothing. Garnished and garnished. He gets nothing. You know what it's like? It's like Rav Chodin. He said a tremendous chiddush. If you see, a guy from the Chachamim, and this will end. A guy from the Chachamim Umas, and what bracha do you make on a guy? You say she nosan michochmosoi lebosa, a brilliant guy, a Nobel Prize winner from the goyim. She nosan michochmosoi lebosa v'dam. You see an outstanding Talmud Chacham. What do you bracha do you make? She cholak. A different bracha. What happens if you see a Jew who's irreligious, who is an incredible Talmud Chacham, Albert Einstein? What bracha do you make on Albert Einstein? Do you make on him shecholak mechachmosoi liyureyav? You can't say that. He's not liyureyav. Because he's not Shomesh Shabbos. Can you say upon him, listen, he's no worse than a guy, so we'll say Shenosan Mechochmosoi Libosar Vidam. So L'chaira, the average person would say, yeah, that's what you would make on Albert Einstein. Rav Chutna said, no, there's no bracha for him. He's Jewish. He's supposed to be a Yireyav. And because he's supposed to be a Yireyav, and he's taken his talent and he's used it for the Goyim, Nishtahi nishtaher. He doesn't get the bracha shecholak mechachmoso liyureyav, and he doesn't get the bracha shenosan mechachmoso lebosavadam, because that's for a guy, and he's not a guy, he's a yid. So it's the zel bazach when it comes to a kohen who marries a gerusha, nishtahi nishtaher. He loses the first aliyah because he blew it, and you can't even give him maftir because he destroyed himself. A person is supposed to be somewhere and he destroyed himself, is even worse than the average person. He gets nothing according to this opinion. Three mahalchim, what do with such a person? Okay, we'll stop here.